And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line. I know it's been very disjointed today, but we're going to go ahead and talk to, from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we're going to talk to Becky Barnhart. And we already heard from her earlier today about Match Day, but this is not about Match Day today. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm fine. Just fine. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. We already heard from you once this morning, but that was concerning Match Day. So this one is concerning about the great crew of animals out there at the shelter. And again, before we get started with that, obviously we talk about this before we start talking about the animals every week. You guys are always in need of donations, correct?
Yes, we are. Last weekend was my weekend to work. If you are a member of the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, one of the board members, one of the things that we do is we always work a weekend in a rotation, and that just keeps us familiar with the animals and the procedure and the employees. And you know, we're out there other times, but that is one time we designate we'll do weekends. Well, last weekend was mine. And so I was out there and had a lot of fun with all of the animals out there. But I had to make a run to the store to get us treats. We were out of treats, and we were out of kitty litter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, cannot be without kitty litter.
Very true. Very, very true. Even with just one cat, it's a handful. But I can imagine with all those cats out there, you probably go through a lot of kitty litter.
Right. So, you know, the point of that long story was that we are in always in constant need of kitty litter. More so, I mean, the treats are wonderful, the toys are wonderful, and we do use them, but the litter is a necessity. And so if there's just something you want to do, and, you know, that's, you can't, well, I can't think of litter. Kitty litter would always be very welcome. And we use the, it's in a red bag at Walmart, and the bad thing about that kitty litter is it weighs a ton. It's not the easiest thing to haul around, but that would probably be my number one thing. And then the treats, I was going to talk about that a little bit. You know, it isn't like we just hand them treats after treats after treat. We really have a system with those treats, and it's kind of a good behavior, you know, reward for good behavior. Like, we like to have them go out to the pen that they are designated to go in on their own and not have to put a leash on them. Well, one of the things that will kind of prompt them, it's a little harder getting them outside because they don't want to leave, but coming in, it's so much easier because they know they're going to run into their kennel, which is already, you know, we've got it clean and ready to go. They're going to have a treat waiting for them. And it's amazing how it doesn't take, you know, but maybe a couple of days for our new guys to come in and realize, okay, if I run right to my kennel, there's going to be a treat for me. So that's one of the things that we use for those treats. And then just a lot of times people come in and want to walk around and view the animals, and they'll say, can we give them a treat? So we'll hand them our own because we don't like them to have the rawhide bones. They can be they can be kind of dangerous for dogs. And especially if they're not used to them, they just gobble them down. So we do the little milkbone type, that kind of a treat, and works well. So that's one of the reasons why we're always asking for treats, is because there is a little training going on with it too. And then the toys are a necessity because they are in a kennel all day and they get bored, and it just gives them that little stimulation if you give them especially the squeaky toys.
Oh yeah, it makes a lot of noise and they love that.
They do. They will not leave it alone until that squeaky is out, and then, of course, we have to go retrieve the treaty. The little squeaky thing, so it doesn't get into their system. So anyway, there is a reason for the things that we seem to be constantly out of, is because we do use them. And the blankets that come in, it's amazing how wonderful those blankets are. And again, we have some of the animals that come in, they're not used to having a blanket. Maybe they're just bored in their kennel, and they will chew them up. They just don't last, and they're being washed almost on a daily basis because we do change. I'm sorry, I had a frog. We do change
You're fine.
Out their bed. We change out their bedding daily, and if they happen to soil it or get it too wet or something, you know, with coming in or out, we change it out. So, wash machine and dryer is going constantly at the shelter. So, those are some of the reasons why we keep always asking for the same things over and over again. But you can't go wrong with any of the things that we ask for, honestly. You really can't.
Absolutely. So, and again, you guys do a great job out there. And last week, I do believe we started with, I think we started with the dogs last week. So we'll go ahead and start with the cats this week.
All right. We're going to start with the cats. We've had some adoptions this week. So So our numbers are down a little bit. We had some kittens that were adopted out.
That's good.
You know, the office kittens are still there. The office kittens are still...
Are they still terrorizing the office?
I walked in. That was what's so funny. I walked in Saturday, and one of the workers, she was already there, so she'd let them out. I mean, I was laughing because we had four kittens running around. We had Tucker, our shelter dog, running around. And then we had another dog that was in there because, you know, they get along. We vaccinate them that they can all kind of get together. He walked in, and wow. There was quite a crew waiting for me when I walked.
they were ready for you.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot about Tom. We have the shelter cat, Tom. So he was there. So anyway, quite a crew waiting on me. But the office kittens are still there. They are playful. They're about 6 months old. There's a tabby in there. There's a black and white one in there. I think there's more of the tabby colored than the black and white. So office kitties are still available. And in the cat room, /puppy rooms, there is a litter that's still there that I think every time I look at them, I laugh. There are three. Two of them are the tuxedo kittens, the black and white, and then we have the striped one. And I looked at him Saturday and I said, do you think maybe you're different from the rest? That makes you more special, but I kind of think maybe you were adopted. You know, and the girl with me just laughed. He doesn't fit the rest of the litter, but they are also about 6 months old, ready to go. Another one that I think is another little litter that's in there that's very, very pretty. She looks like she's got some Siamese in her. She's white with the orange tips. And then the litter mate is a gray, long-haired gray with white on her. And there's some beautiful kittens out there. We also have a little one that came in that she's really young. She's probably about 8 weeks old. We still have socks. Socks is still very entertaining. We have some new beds that we purchased to put in. They're lifted up off the floor because the state requires you to have some type of climbing or something for these cats to do if you have to keep them in a smaller kennel to, you know, kind of stimulate. So, of course, we have all the cute little cat toys that are available, the feathers, the balls, the, you know, the little birds, all these little things. But now they've got this elevated bed that they can get on, and he was laying on it on his back with his paw stretched out towards me. I mean, he is a hoot. And I started laughing, you know, and of course then the paw comes out and we purr and we had to have a good time together. So Sox is still there. He's a great cat, just a great cat. We do have a couple of senior cats that have been on the list for a while. They're still there. One is solid black, just beautiful. And the other one is also solid black with the shorter hair, and he's very vocal, very vocal.
He's basically meow.
Yeah, and loud purr. The purr, you know, that just cracks me up when you walk by them and you can hear that motor start.
Sounds like they just turn it on, you know.
Yeah. And then of course our long-haired black kitten is one of Brad's favorites because he enjoys every meal that he receives. So, and the other thing is, I usually when I work at the shelter, I work with the large dogs and the large dog kennel. But today, that Saturday, we ran kind of short of help, so I went in to help with kittens also. So I was picking the cats out of one cage to clean them. I couldn't believe how heavy they all are. We have very healthy cats. I'm just saying, people.
they haven't missed a meal.
They haven't missed a meal, and I think they're kind of needing some exercise. So I really enjoyed doing that because, as I said, I usually have one designated spot. So that's kind of the cats and the kittens available. And I really didn't go through the list because honestly, I didn't know I was going to get to do this today because in years past with match day, you kind of get the one-time interview. So I didn't really ask Brad to give me an updated list, so I am going from memory from being there Saturday of who's there. But
okay.
There's always a new group coming in.
Right.
I always suggest come out and check them out. Now, with our dogs, I have a good story.
Oh.
Yes. Chewy has been on our list forever and ever and ever. Chewy was the white shepherd, large dog, but gorgeous and gentle. just a sweetheart. Well, he was adopted. Two young ladies adopted him. And so what a great thing, because they're young, they're going to be, you know, active. I think they're taking some college classes. So, you know, it's a great fit. And the picture on Facebook, if you go to our Facebook page, Brad posted, Chewy's smiling. I swear that dog is smiling. The teeth are, you know, just that big grin. So we are so pleased.
We got the little applause going on now.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think, is it the wind probably messing up with everything?
Oh, no. That was actually just the applause. People are happy.
I love it. Okay.
They're happy that Chewy got adopted.
You bet. We can all get up and do our happy dance, because when we have one of our long-term residents that are with us for a long time, it's just a happy day. And so Chewy is now probably on the couch. That's a lot of times when these people adopt the animals and they send us back to say how well the dog or cat has adjusted. Usually the dog is on the couch, you know, flat on his back, legs spread out, just... it's always so fun to see the or in the bed, you know, how
they're just take happy
over your bed. They're happy. So we're good. Some of the dogs that we have a beautiful Australian Shepherd that came in. Animal Control has been trying to catch her for some time. She just was really frightened to come near him, but he finally got her. We brought her in. Brad took her to a groomer that we have in South Costaville that works with us and got her groomed. And she is gorgeous. And we have figured out that we had two of her puppies. He was able to get
puppies
for her. Mm-hmm. Well, one of them's been adopted, but the other puppy is still there. And a sweetheart, probably, four or five months old, still young. And so Australian Shepherds are fantastic dogs. They do need a strong owner in the fact that they are so intelligent that they, you know, can kind of manipulate the owner. So that's something to think about. You know, we all want our dogs to be bright and intelligent, but they do require kind of a special owner, and they need that area to roam because they're herders. She was running around the office. I was out there yesterday and trying to herd. You know, you could just tell she was. Tom wasn't very pleased by it, but he's trying to kind of herd him around a little bit. So she's gorgeous. But
well, it's in their blood.
That's right. She didn't know any better. So good news, the fact that we got her in and she's healthy, and I'm sure she'll be a quick adoption. But the puppy is the one I wanted to talk about, too, as we do have her out there. And some of the other dogs that we have a little dog. He's young. He's probably about a year old. He's a hound mix. Very nice dog, very well behaved. He was very quiet. As you walk up and down the rows, a lot of times the dogs will bark and carry on. He doesn't. He sits and it waits for you to get the gate open, wags his tail. Super, super dog. Very pretty. Just looks like a hound. We have a brindle that's about a year old. She came in. She cannot be a farm dog because she doesn't get along with the livestock. So she would need to be a city dog. But I took her out and walked her. And I was pleased how nicely she walked on that leash right beside me. So I'm thinking, this would make a good city dog. You could be walking her up and down the street. She's probably about a year old, like I said. We've got a white and brown speckled. He comes out of his kennel. He keeps his kennel clean. He runs out, and the minute he gets to the outside kennel, he does his business. I mean, he holds it and holds it and holds it. So there we go. We've got a housebroken dog that's a medium size. She's probably about 2 years old. Probably has some spaniel in her is what I'm thinking. We also have a really pretty young black lab. I don't think quite a year old. Beautiful colt. He is friendly. He is happy. He's that typical lab, just smiles and sparkles and let's go play. So he's also available. And the last one I'm going to talk about is the one that came in. He's got the really short little ears. We think maybe he was from a farm. It's Igor is his name. He's white and has these speckles that he almost has a gray look to him. But his little ears just don't fit his head. They're just very tiny. And not that they've been altered or doctored. That's just how he is. So he's very unique looking and a very good dog also. So as I've always said, there's so many more out there that we could talk about. And don't always get an opportunity because we try to, the ones that were with us the longest, we always try to kind of push them a little bit. We are running our specials, so kind of remind people, our usual adoption fee is $75. We've lowered that to $60 because we're really trying to, you know, we're full. We are full. We've got 50 animals out there. So we're trying to get them placed, so we've lowered our adoption fees for the month. And if it's a senior dog, we've lowered it down to $50. And we're considering a senior dog 5 years or older just to kind of help move them out. And then our cat adoptions, we've lowered them to $30. And nothing wrong with these animals. Not at all. We're just trying to help people maybe, you know, that's an expense. We know it is. But that goes for the spay and neutering of that animal. It goes for all the medication we've given them, the vaccinations, the worming. So that's why the fee is there. So it's not because we're trying to make a profit. It's just we're trying to adopt out healthy dogs and cats. So we do the best we can while we have them.
Absolutely. And if Becky, if somebody wants to come down there, if they want to get a hold of you guys to adopt a dog or a cat down there, how can they get down there and how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, we are located across the street from the Water Race Treatment Plant. It's a county road right before you get to the bridge that takes you into South Coffeyville. There is a little green sign on South Walnut. This is Animal Shelter. We have a telephone number, 620-252-6060. I will kind of make a comment. Apparently, we're having trouble with our lines. The city's come out. They've worked on it. We're just struggling with our telephone line. So please be patient with us. If you call and it's not going through or we don't get back to you, Facebook is probably the other great option. It's CFA. Go to there. Send Brad a message. He comes back to you as quickly as he can. Better yet, as I have always said, if there's an animal you're interested in, just come in and look at them. We are asking you to wear a mask. And on that same token, I want to remind people that when your dog or your cat shows up, you know, they're missing, please remember the shelter. And please come out and look to see if we have your pet. Because turnaround on reclaims is not as quick as we think it could be, and we're not sure why. We had a dog that came in on Friday. He was beautiful. We knew he was well cared for, but he was still there Monday morning. But on Facebook, we were seeing how this person was looking for the dog, so we contacted them that way. But don't be afraid to kind of reclaim your animal because there's no citation. There's no fee. We do ask if we've had them for some time, a $5 fee for, you know, taking care of them because of the cost. But never are we going to refuse to give your dog back.
Right.
You know, it's a cat. It's just we want them. We want them back with us. So anyway, that's my soapbox for today is let's get those reclaims going faster because, you know, windy day, sometimes animals are afraid of the wind. Something blows across them and boom, they're gone.
Yeah, exactly. So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate it telling us about all the great crew that you guys have out there.
Well, thanks. And we guess we won't talk. Next Thursday.
Yes, we're off.
Please,
on
everyone,
Thanksgiving, so
enjoy the day the best way you can. Be safe, be healthy, and anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Becky. You have a great day.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, that was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.